This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Pakistan is recovering from last year's earthquake, and a group of Pakistani Americans wants to help. They want to provide medical care to Kashmir, the region most devastated by a quake that killed 80,000 people. We have a report this morning from Fred DeSam Lazaro of Twin Cities Public Television in Minneapolis.
Pakistan may be a poor country, but it's a major exporter of talent to the West. At least 10,000 Pakistani doctors practice in North America.
It's looking pretty good to me.
When the earthquake hit, hundreds came back to provide emergency care. Many Pakistani Americans who serve in the U.S. military asked to work in a MASH unit the Army set up in Muzaffarabad, the regional capital. Fareed Sheikh is an Air Force physician.
Speaking the language can be a plus. It also can be frustrating because you hear not only the medical side of it, but you also hear the stories, the fact that destruction of lives, destruction of property.
Saeed Akhtar is a surgeon in Islamabad who spent 20 years in Texas before returning to Pakistan.
No movie, no television can actually express the degree of the misery that existed there. The stench of the dead flesh, the cold, the lack of hygiene, the facial expressions of people around you. I mean, it's very moving.
Dr. Akhtar has new worries as crisis gives way to recovery. The MASH unit, for example, has been idle since February when the U.S. Army pulled out. The Americans gave it to Pakistan, but no one can agree on who should pay its hefty power bill.
This is an 84-bed state-of-the-art hospital we are talking about that they handed over to Pakistan Army. So that deficiency is definitely felt over there.
It's felt in another hospital.
This is our X-ray department on the right side, and this side is the male ward.
It was hastily built from shipping containers on a busy street. 500 to 600 patients still crowd in every day. Dr. Riaz Sheikh says there aren't many trauma cases now. Instead, there are the effects of poverty and poor hygiene. Most patients come from nearby tent villages.
If you go to the tent villages, you will see the hygiene there. They are poorly managed. So we're getting the most of the gastrointestinal problems here, GIT problems, and also the respiratory tract infection.
Now he worries that as the government moves people back to their villages, they'll have no access to health care or even clean water. Altaf Saleem, who heads the government's recovery effort, says it will take time.
The schools and health facilities will be built over a 3-year period. It's impossible to build them very quickly. There are close to 6,000 schools that need to be built, 800 medical facilities. There are 2 universities that are to be built.
The worry is that over time, the Pakistan quake zone will be forgotten. Pakistan has received aid pledges of $6 billion. In the U.S., the Association of Pakistani Physicians in North America is trying to hold donors to their pledges. It hosted a luncheon for members of Congress last week. Dr. Abdul Rashid Paracha cites the tsunami as a precedent he worries about.
In tsunami, the aid was given, but there was only 10% or 15% that was delivered. So we asked them to please make sure that these aid that they have been promised is delivered to Pakistan.
He says his group can help assure the money is spent properly. There's a chance to rebuild and improve a poorly equipped rural health system. Now, Dr. Akhtar says, it's hard to attract physicians.
A true professional would get very frustrated very soon. Then these are such remote areas that, you know, you don't want your kids to be educated in the town because there's no school there.
It's the same reason many American doctors don't locate in rural communities, the very places, ironically, that thousands of Pakistani physicians have come in recent decades to fill a void in American healthcare. For NPR News, this is Fred DeSam Lazaro.